I will give, we have about 5 minutes before we formally get started, so I guess they had 67 people sign up. I guess they're all going to rush in at the last minute. But does anybody know what a CCT is? CCT? We can make up our own acronyms. Actually, it's a cost control technician. All right. What happened was is that I'm an EPM consultant, so you have project management and you have project controls, all right? And what happened with we TPG created a product we call IPMCS. It's Project Management Control System, and it essentially was created for the construction industry. So to control all your financials, to control all the information that flows through a project. They have formal processes like workflows that we know them as for submittals when someone wants to submit a carpet sample and all that. So I started working in the and with the construction industry for it's been about 5-6 years now. So kind of worked all over. We actually work with Microsoft. That's what started our product development. And I kind of worked around the globe. So I really got into the construction industry. And one of the things that we found with the construction industry, I was sort of like embedded when I would go work with them. And one of the really important things we found out about the industry was the significance of meeting minutes. You know? It's like, I don't know, in our company or in the past, it'd be like, oh, who's taking the meeting minutes or this or that? Well, in the construction industry, it is really, really, it's one of the most important documents they have because there are usually financial implications of what goes on in the meetings, all right? So thus, they have to be captured. Well, the way we normally review meeting minutes in, I guess, the rest of the world is that you take the minutes, you might refer to them. Well, when you're in the construction industry or you're building something, they have claims, meaning that 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now, someone has a claim. So you better have all that documentation, all right? And a lot of decisions that happen take place in your meeting minutes, all right? Wow, that's quite a warm-up to this exciting 20-minute session. We're going to try to make it exciting, or at least a little different. So what I'm going to do, oops, I'm going to get rid of this first. Never been that much of a slide guy. So we're going to have a little play acting up here. Oop, let me get this call.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Steve.
Do you remember when we met with Voyager on site? Have adverse effects on their month-end reporting? Well, they went ahead and did it anyway and corrupted the database. This is going to take a significant amount of time for us to fix this, and Voyager is saying it's our responsibility.
Why is that?
Because it's not in the system build docs yet, and that gets updated monthly.
Well, did you send them an email to confirm what was discussed?
Ideally, but I did not.
Ooh. Well, oh, I'm sure it was captured in the meeting minutes, right?
No, I'm going to have to give you a no on that one also, Steve. No meeting minutes.
What the Zach? I guess it looks like we just bought it. Listen, next time, be sure to put something like this in the meeting minutes. Make sure they're taking meeting minutes. All right, Zach, I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
So, once I got out of anger management classes, all right, we discovered the importance of the meeting minutes. So I'm going to start with my slides. So we created meeting minutes. And very briefly, I'm just going to give you the outline, and then I'm going to open up the solution.
Oh, is this even on?
Yeah. Okay. Our meeting minutes are created in sets. Sets are containers, all right? First of all, this is built on SharePoint, on top of SharePoint, all right? And it's in our entire project management control system, okay? But we're going to, in the second quarter, we're going to release this as a standalone product, right? So meetings are created in sets. A set contains individual meetings. Meetings consist of agenda categories, and an agenda category contains agenda line items, all right? So think about it. When you have a meeting, what do you have? You have an agenda, right? So up here to the top left, that would be our meeting set, all right? Then with the meetings, I have the meeting in that set, weekly meetings. I have week one, week two, week three, week four, week all the way down, week 52 if it's weekly. And down in the lower right, I would have the agenda line items. And we're going to take a look at this in the system. So when you have the meeting minutes, we had the ability to send the agenda to the attendees through the system, all right? Send the agenda and the agenda line items to the attendees, and it sends it as a separate PDF file. You can send completed meeting minutes to all attendees. You can send notifications of assignments to agenda line items, send copies. So basically, and you can send courtesy copies. So basically, when you're running a meeting, what do you have to be able to do? You have to be able to create an agenda, send an agenda to notify the people what's going on in the meeting, to prepare them for the meeting. If you want, you can send the agenda line items themselves, all right? Then you need the ability to take the notes, send the notes. So you want to do all this in one simple system rather than have it in all these disparate places. So when an agenda and an agenda line item notification is sent, all right, so it's system generated and you get a PDF that looks something similar to what we have in the bottom, which lists the agendas, and it would list all the details of that particular agenda item. So with the functionality itself, not only can you manage it, but you capture all your meeting notes. You can actually create new line items during the meeting. You can assign line item responsibility. Now, the neat thing about assigning responsibility is that when I assign someone to an agenda line item, say I assign someone to five different items, and I notify that person, what it does is that person, funny thing is originally they receive five different emails. So then we created so they just receive one email that lists all of the items that they've been assigned to. All right. So instead of the normal way of doing it where I create my agenda as a Word doc, I send it out via email, all right, then I have to notify Alex that he's been assigned to five different items via email. I can do everything through one system. It's all entered, managed, and captured in the system. And that's basically the way our entire project management control system works anyway. Single point of entry for single point of entry for entering data, communicating data, and capturing data. So we can assign line item responsibility. Now the neat thing is, which I'm going to demonstrate, is that you can carry forward agendas and open line items to new meetings, and also you can track attendance. Now, in carrying forward agendas and open line items to new meetings, what that means is there's typically, when you have an agenda, in a meeting you have an agenda. Agenda has line items. That line item is either opened or closed. If it's opened, it should be carried forward to the next meeting until it is closed. All right, so we're going to take a look at how that is carried forward. So finally, in capturing the meeting notes, create an agenda. I have an area where I can capture the notes on the fly as the meeting is going on. So this all takes place in one location. So we'll go to the proof. Okay. So this is what our system looks like, all right? So I'd actually come up here and I would go to the meeting center. So the first thing, a meeting is created as a set. And a set let's take a look at all of them, first of all. So in other words, I can have multiple meeting sets. 1, 2, 3. If I click the safety, I think we have a couple meetings in here. Nope, there's one. So I'm going to come to my week. Let's take a look at my weekly meeting, and I'll just walk through this. My meeting is created and set. Currently, I have one meeting. Here's my first meeting. All right. As I come down in my meeting, the meeting consists of the summary. This is created. This is entered when I create the meeting. Then I have an agenda. I have meeting notes. I have meeting attendees, attachments, and courtesy copies. So let's get through the boring stuff here. My meeting attendees, I can assign attendees. Attendees would come through a SharePoint or SharePoint users list. All right. So I also have the ability to click on an attendee, and this is really kind of neat. I can actually mark the attendee absent. If for any reason I needed to send the attendee, they say, I sent all the meeting notes out. You're missing your meeting note. I can send it to that person individually without having to send it to everybody else. So this is pretty much our management, managing the meeting. I can add attachments to the meeting. I can add multiple attachments. And finally, I can send courtesy copies too. All right? So when I come here, here's my meeting agenda. So remember, you have agenda, you have agendas, and then you have agenda line items. All right? So each one of these is an agenda line item. So if I come here and I open my line item, okay, I have the title, I have the description, when I assign it to somebody, due dates, completion date, and all that. So this is just creating the line item. Simple as that, just creating the line item. So I have four agenda items, all right? And in each item, four agenda topics, and each I have four items here, three, I have five items in resource allocation, and the like. So now, this is just creating. If I click here, it will send the agenda to all attendees. Send it to all attendees, yes, I'll send it to. Do I want to include the meeting items? I could say yes or no, but I'll include the meeting items. If I went here, and we can see that the responsible person is Alex, if I click notify, do I want to send notifications to all responsible persons, and then click yes, all right? So that's setting up the meeting. That's just setting it up. So again, I can communicate all this. I can set it up, communicate this all right through the system. Now it comes to how do I take that? That's all fine. Our meeting has started, and I want to start taking notes. So I come in here, phase one review, and I can come here. Let's click this one. You see all the individual items, the individual line items. So I come here. I can make my notes for the individual line items right in here. And if necessary, I could actually come down here and I can add a new item to the agenda. Now let's click sample. And I'll assign it to myself real quick. I'll let you stand. And I'll click save. I'm not going to go through. So I actually have created the new line items. But to give some perspective to that, where were we? Real quick. We were in the sample is created under resource allocation. So if I came up here to my agenda and I went to resource allocation. Did I click resource allocation? Oops, I'm sorry, I need to scroll down. Here's the item that I've created. So of significance, take a look here. This one, it's the first meeting, the third agenda item, the third agenda topic, and the fourth item. So this is the first meeting, the third agenda topic, and the fifth item. So let's say my meeting's over, and if I want, I can send the agenda to all participants, and boom, you're done. It's all done in one location. Now, one of the really neat things about this, if you take a look here, I had to go down to my meeting notes. We take a look here in my meeting notes. You see, I already arranged this. I close certain items, so I have closed items and I have open items. All right. So now the first meeting's over. All right. Come in and we say it's time to set up next week's meeting. All right. This is our weekly meeting. So I come in here. Here's my weekly meeting. And I'm going to add a new meeting. And we'll call it meeting number two. Give it the same location, probably give it a different date. No, we'll just pick a date. All right. And we'll save that. I'm moving through this a little quickly because this is only a 20-minute session. So now I come down here, and let's take a look at what happens when we've created the new meeting. We've called it meeting number two. So now as I come down here, let's review our meeting agenda. All right. First of all, now I only have one item. All right. And the item that's been carried forward is the first meeting, the first agenda item. So if I had a new one, just call it item two. Just say sample. And I save that. You'll see the naming convention carries through. This is the second meeting, the first agenda item, and the first topic for the second meeting. So it basically carries through like that. And if I came here, I can actually expand to see all the information that's for that specific agenda line item. All right. So basically, that's a high overview. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to click that. That's an overview of the system. So that, again, the principle is that to enter everything in one location, to reuse as much content as possible, and to have it trackable and traceable in terms of how items are progressed. We think that one of the neat things that we get from this is the not just sending the agendas and line items to all participants, but the ability to assign items to individuals, the ability to track attendance, all that, send multiple emails to courtesy copies and the like. So this has been, of all the PMCS deployments that we've done, the multiple deployments that we've done, we find that at first it seems complicated, a little involved, but yet it's the one system that most companies start using initially because they find so much value in it. And we had requests to take it out of our entire solution, just make a standalone product out of it, and that's what we're going to be releasing in probably the second quarter of this year. So, does anybody have any questions? Yes? To the calendar, yes, we're adding that functionality. Yeah. In other words, as an Outlook meeting, accepted as a meeting. Yep. Yes? In the back, I'll get you. Go ahead.
Okay, question is, like, often out of these meetings, changes to a plan may occur after and regular project plan. What's the linkage to that?
No, it would be manual. There's no direct linkage to the project to be adding tasks.
Such as
Well, they could be added in, but the interesting thing is what we did not show here, because it's not germane to this as a standalone product. When you're using this in the entire PMCS system, you have the ability to create a new item by going to your, say, your great example, your action items modules, which we have, and say, hey, I want to create a new meeting item from there. Like, in other words, say I'm doing action items meeting, right? I can go there, right to the module, there's a list, I click it, and it creates the item right in the meeting minutes itself. But that would not be inclusive in as a standalone product. Well, no, it shows, it would show as a, where we have meeting sets and things like that, it would show here as your, it would be right in here, and you just click it in the whole list of all your action items, and then you click it, and it creates an item for you. Yeah, no, he's talking. I know what you're saying. You're talking. They, to tell the truth, what we have now is no, we don't have that, and that would be have to be hard coded in. In other words, different decision, open, closed, or list value or whatever decision. So, and then you have a list and group by. But we're actually in the process of releasing a configuration tool for all of our modules. We call it a functional configuration tool. So that we don't really need, like in the case right now, if you said today, we'd have to go in and hard code that, whereas we have a functional configuration tool that actually allows you to enter that, to put it right in here and enter it yourself to do your own configuration without having to do the hard coding. Right? It's very powerful. It's actually going to take our entire PMCS to another level. With the entire tool, with our PMCS tool, we currently, I don't know what the right word is, control, since it's a project control system, over between $20 and $30 billion in construction projects, because it's got a very robust financial module, right? But then it just captures everything else in terms of issues, risk, action items, punch lists, submittals, design documents. The meeting center is very robust. Actually, the meeting center, the funny thing about this, as well as this has been received, and people said, can you make that a standalone product? Because people like everything in one place, right? This is probably the most, other than our financial modules, this is the most complex of all our PMCS modules. The other ones are, I don't want to be as simple as saying they're checklists and forms that you fill in, all right? But essentially, there are areas where you put information in, capture the information, you can communicate the information, you can track it, and it's all in one location. Because remember that story about a claim 6 years from now. It's nice having everything in one location. Even your correspondence, you can track all your correspondence, as opposed to saying, hey, Bill, you had to go back to your email 6 years ago and find that email, you know? So that's sort of the basis. But again, this was primarily designed and developed under working in best practices. It was probably 5 years in the making, even the progressing of numbers so I can identify. Like if I'm in my sixth meeting and I see a line item that has a one in front of it, I'm going to say, why am I in my sixth week and I'm looking at an item from week one? You know? So little things like that. There's a lot of intricacies, but it's pretty much the way it works. It's well received. We'll have it available in the second quarter, and that's it. So if there's nothing else, I'd really like to thank you all for your attention and for coming, and I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.